Okay, man. Any questions? No questions? Thank you. Yes.
Where are you with Damaris in the return? Obviously, you guys went to Marty last game. Is it still Marty?
Well, I think it had more to do. Well, it's head coach's decision, but I think it had more to do with moving Raleigh Cooper up. You know, he's got to figure out how to use the personnel. You can only use so many guys, and I think moving Riley up, because I'm happy with Damaris. I said it in here numbers of times that you can't back it up with any statistical proof, but I think he's doing and has done a good job. The lack of productivity on his end, I don't think is on him. The fumble, you know, that was a bad play. The other stuff, I think he'll hit it up in there. I think he's tough. I think he makes guys miss. And for the most part, he's made some pretty good decisions, especially for a rookie.
It seemed Marty made surer decisions. He had a better idea of when to call fair catch or when to let the guy. Is that a fair assessment to make?
I don't think so. I think Marty did a good job. I mean, I think he did a very good job. He knocked the ball up the field when he could. He did do a good job of making. But I think Damaris' decisions, it's iffy down there on a lot of those deals. I think Damaris made good decisions. I think Marty made good decisions. I think we as a unit and myself as a coach have to do a better job and provide them with greater opportunities.
Bob, are you changing anything personnel-wise on kickoff returns?
Well, last week, you're talking about with Boykin? Boykin will be our starter, unless, you know, from now till Sunday, coach changes something. Boykin is the returner, and we got some other guys that can return. You know, Marty can return. Bryce Brown, who has never returned, has been working back there a lot at practice. And he's getting better and better as we go, too. And he's a pretty good running back. So we got some good guys. Again, we have to do a better job blocking, better job of being wise about how we deploy our guys against their guys. And I think some opportunities will happen for them.
To incorporate any more starters into either coverage teams or return teams at all?
Well, not any more than the guys we already have. We have, you know, we do have some guys starting. None on the kickoff coverage. And on the punt team, we have Nate Allen, who's a critical guy for us, plays a wing, which is a really tough position. And we have Kirk Coleman, who plays the fullback position, which is absolutely critical, would be next to the snapper, who's first, and then the punter's next, and then that guy would be next. So we got two, you know, our two safeties are playing in there, and we haven't added any. Well, Akeem starts. So we've got three starters on the punt team. I get your question. I mean, we got to get better at that phase. But at this point, we're not putting any of the defensive linemen on there. The other two guys would be D'Amico and Michael Kendricks, and we haven't decided to use them. And then the two corners, Namdi and Dominique, we're not going to use them on that. So, go ahead.
Speaking from some of the special teams you've had in the past, how many guys on your cover units would you say are first timers? Someone like Bryce Brown. Never done it before.
How many right now are on there? I'd have to get out the depth chart. We've got a few. Three or four. Well, I don't even know if we have three or four, because I don't know if, you know, Bryce Brown, Polk, they're an exception. I mean, they've never played on those units. A lot of times you have a rookie in there that'll play, but he's played defense. You know, he's used to tackling. It's tough when you get the offensive guys that have never played it. There's a period of, it takes them a while. But I will say this about running backs. If you can weather the storm, if a running back's got the inner grit, if he's got that, that true character of a competitor. I've seen them be the best special teams players because they got everything. I mean, they're tough. They can run. They got good judgment in space. It's tough to get those guys to have that kind of attitude about covering a kick. So they'd be rare if they could. They have it right now. They just don't have the experience. Can they sustain it? You know, I don't know.
Because of numbers, does that mean Marty's going to remain the punt returner, or will you find a way to get Damaris back?
Well, I don't know. I don't think Coach has finalized the dress list. If he does, he and I'd have to discuss who would be the punt returner. And we haven't discussed that at this point.
We saw Deshaun Jackson back there once against the Lions. What dictates when you put him back there?
Well, that was a play coming up toward the end of the half. They were backed up. We knew we were going to get at least a ball that would be kicked with some distance. And Coach, you know, I'm repeating myself, but I go to him or he comes to me or whatever, but mostly, almost always, he comes to me and says, let's put him in there. And that was one of those cases. He thought we could maybe hit a home run. He's a pinch hitter, and that was the case in that situation. I can't remember the exact time. I think there was two something late first half. And they were backed up 27 somewhere in there, and you weren't going to get just a punt for just hang and short distance. You were going to get something, and it didn't work out.
You know? Ended up with a -3 return on that particular play, which I think showed people what you were saying earlier, that maybe it isn't Damaris. What is going on with your blocking for the returns?
Well, I hate to tell the truth, but I have to. Most of the time, the guy that takes you out of the return is the punter. If he lines one down there 50 yards with under 4 second hang, you got a chance to return it. If he hangs one up, the time allows the coverage, you know, to get down there. I know it's not it's our responsibility to affect that guy. We don't want him hitting a free throw. I mean, we don't want him hitting a free throw. That's the primary reason. The next reason that, you know, we've allowed guys to get down there is we just have not done a good enough job fundamentally at teaching guys when the bell rings and you come out of this corner and you come out of and he comes out of this corner, you got to whoop him. Okay, how you draw the lines? Eventually, they're going to intersect, and we got to come out. We got to dominate that line. So we haven't done. I said a few weeks ago, we misjudged some of the fundamental stuff we did, and we weren't as fundamentally sound as we should have been going into the season. And we're trying with every effort to recapture our ability to whoop the guy one-on-one through technique and through fundamentals. I think our guys are good enough. I know they're good enough. I like the way they play emotionally. I like everything about them. I just got to do a better job of getting them more fundamentally sound than the other guy.
Bobby, what was this week like for you? Obviously, with Andy going through some significant evaluations and ultimately let one of the coordinators go, I mean, what is that like to go through as another one of the coordinators, knowing that these heavy evaluations are underway?
Well, anytime the other team has the ball and they're trying to push it across a line, that's the game. I mean, it's as simple as that. And they have the ball and you're representing the other team, you're a defensive coach. You're a defensive player. Everything's defense. Now, we've worked into a culture of specifics where, you know, this is this, and this. But the bottom line is, if they got the ball, no matter whether it was kicked to them, handed to them, passed to them, snapped to them, their ultimate goal is to get across a line. And all the other players on the other team are to stop them from getting across the other line. So if a defensive coach gets let go, I've got a great responsibility to that, because we play a lot of defensive plays where when the other team has the ball in their hands, it's my responsibility to make the players on the other team, I'm sorry, the players on our team limit their ability to push it toward our goal line. And we haven't really done that in our coverage. So I feel a great responsibility for how the defense plays. I certainly don't feel good about that. Not questioning it, because ultimately the head coach makes every decision that's best for the team. So I don't feel good about it from that sense. That I feel a certain responsibility. There is an absolute responsibility.
Andy, after he fired Juan, he said, "I'm still making evaluations. I might not be done. This is a big, long process." When that happened, did you yourself wonder, would there be more repercussions? Was your own job in jeopardy? How far was Andy going to go with his evaluations? I mean, you're on the bye week at that point. What was going through your mind about yourself?
I really wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about any and every way I could help get our team better. I think when, as a coach, every day in coaching is really a good day. Every day is a good day. They're just certain kind of good days that are better than the other good days. But this is a great job. This is a great profession. Things like that happen. But every day is a good day. There's just better good days on some days than others. But this is a tremendous profession. This is an unbelievable profession. And everybody that's in it is really blessed. You know going in that that you walk the plank, so to speak, every day. Doesn't matter, because anything can happen in a football game. Anything can happen, and you're held accountable for everything that happens. So you know you walk the plank, but, it's just part of the job, really. It's like Hyman Roth told Michael Corleone, "This is the business we choose." Okay? So you know that. And you don't like it. I didn't come here to, not want to be here. And he whacked Fredo. Yeah. I mean, he didn't really want to, but he had to. I like it. Good point there.
You said every day. I think, we're talking about the punters. You said every day.
An evaluation. You're always evaluating performance day by day. So that's part of the job, right? But then Andy went and fired somebody. So then I'm wondering if it just intensified that reality for you, if it made you ponder your security more so than any other day.
Well, I'd love to say, oh, man, I was worried like crazy, but I just wasn't. I mean, I'm worried about what we have to do. And, I've said in here about our players, every day I want us to push the envelope wherever we're at, let's push the envelope and let's get better. If we're a pint, let's try to become a quart. If we're a quart, let's try to become a gallon. If we're a 55-gallon drum and we're 6 gallons, well, we're not doing very good. I mean, we're not living up to the gifts we've been blessed with. So try to maximize them, and whatever happens, it happens, but you got to just try to maximize. You got to just give your best, and that's what I try to encourage the players to do. I think deliberating on that kind of stuff would only hinder your ability to get better. I said in here a couple of weeks ago, maybe nobody caught the quote. I don't know if I can repeat it exactly. Somebody asked me about Brian Roll, and I said, you don't want too much security in this business. Too much security is a hindrance to improvement. Complacency, I've seen it so many times with so many people that they have a false sense of security, because there really is no security. They have a false sense, and I certainly wouldn't want, what I've experienced, develop a false sense that I ever, you know, have it made.
You know, there's some questions about who's going to return punts. And Deshaun was kind of in a pinch-hitting type of role. Is he at least a candidate for an expanded role?
He could be.
Returning punts?
Yeah. At this point, Coach and I haven't talked about his role being any different than it is right now. But we know he can hit a home run at any time. He had that three-yard loss, which obviously that's not what we want. That's not what he wants. But he is a dynamic talent in space, and I could see it increasing at any point.
In discussing the coaching changes, Andy mentioned how Bobby April III is working with the D-backs now, especially with Todd as the coordinator. What insight can you provide on Bobby April III as a coach?
I'd rather Todd and Coach Reed answer that question. I work with him. I work with him, but you know, he's my son. I mean, I'm partial to him. I mean, I think, you know, he's the greatest. I think he's better than Lombardi, you know. So, I mean, they really have to answer that. I can't answer that. Thank you. Appreciate it.